Blog Talk Radio.
Gone Wild Fabulous Fridays. My name's Georgia Marantis and I'm your host for the evening, and please welcome my co-host Marcy Courier. Marcy, how are you?
Hi Georgia, I'm good. How are you tonight?
I'm really well. Actually, we were just talking about, you know, how things have been going for one another in the past few weeks, because I think it was the last time we hosted together was a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah, it's been I think I might have only missed the last. No, I missed the last
one.
The week before.
Yeah, you'd been unwell, and I'm really glad that you're feeling better again.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I'm learning such a good lesson, because it really comes down to, and this is really good, I think, for our listeners to pay attention to. It really comes down to, like, the basics that anyone learns when they start doing psychic work or energy work, remembering to ground, remembering to create a protective shield of, you know, however you do that, and remembering to release and clear energy. And I think there's a thing that happens when we start getting, I think we do this in all of our professions, you know, when you start getting comfortable, you start getting used to it, you sort of let the, or it's easy to sort of forget and kind of let yourself relax with all the protocols, and I'm really just, like, remembering and realizing what happens and why those protocols are in place in the first place. So I think a lot
right.
of my my not feeling well just has to do with a collection of energy from, you know, not being as rigid as I should be. And I had just been so busy and doing a lot of work and traveling a lot to do a lot of readings. And I think it all just sort of caught up with me.
So, right.
Word to the wise out there, you know, no matter how long you're doing this, remember to do all the stuff that you started out doing.
Right. It's true. Actually, I was talking about this with Angela Bixby, who usually hosts with us on a Friday evening and will be returning on, I think, the first week of September, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so she and I were talking about, you know, how do you go about, you know, how do you deal with your energy body? I mean, we called it the light body or the diamond body. I mean, it's called a lot of different things in the different sort of religions and energy traditions. But I think continuing to work, you know, I think usually we work on our body when, or our energetic body, when we feel something is wrong. But what we don't realize is that actually it probably requires a little bit of maintenance, which is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you slacken on the maintenance, you really, really feel it. And, you know, getting a head cold or feeling like really tired all the time, or even just getting into arguments with friends, that can be a symptom of,
yeah,
you know, not dealing with your energetic body properly. And clearing and grounding, like you say, which is really, really important too.
And it's a lot like diet and exercise. You know, like I think when we get into sort of a routine, it's easy to slack off or to, you know, to not eat healthy or to take a couple days off here and there of whatever our exercise routine is. And then it's when we start feeling off balance that we go, oh, right, I need to get back into doing this. And
right.
And then with psychic work, I find that I get so busy helping or working on other people that, you know, my own emotional feelings, or, you know, I mean, emotional feelings is redundant, but my own emotional stuff takes a back burner. And I forget, like, oh, Marcy, you need to maybe, you know, let someone know that you're sad or express your anger or whatever it is. Like, I get so used to being able to just move energy around. I try to move my own energy around in the same way that I would if I was working with a client. It isn't the same. So
it's true.
So, yeah.
My goodness. It reminds me of something I read on Facebook. You know those pictures that go around with the, you know, type saying.
Yeah.
I remember somebody posted one that said, you know, what would you say, you know, to your friend, you know, who was having a difficult time, you know, remember and think about how loving you would be and how positive and optimistic you would be that way with yourself. And I thought, holy cow, it was such a revelation because I don't think about being that really good friend to me in the moments when I need it.
Well, when people, I teach lessons and a lot of times people ask me, can you read for yourself? That's sort of one of the questions that a lot of, you know, introduction classes I feel. And that's my answer is like, yes. But the main difference between reading for myself or, you know, anyone reading for themselves or reading for someone else is we are so mean to ourselves. We talk to ourselves in ways that we would never think of talking to another human being.
True.
You know,
and
it's really amazing. Because I know when I read for myself, it's all about what I've done wrong and how I've made mistakes and what I've really screwed up again. And I would never, ever, ever talk to a client that way, not just out of politeness, but out of it just truly not being the right thing to say.
Of course,
you know,
you want to hold a very high positive space because that's where everybody's aiming to. It's so true. It's about loving ourselves more, right?
So one of the techniques I use when I'm teaching reading is I pair people up and they have a secret question that they don't know. They don't really know what the question is, but they're supposed to just do the reading based on the cards that appear, and they're reading for one another. And then at the end, I tell them, okay, like the secret question was, what do I most need to hear right now? And so they're actually reading for themselves under the guise of reading for another person. And it's such a
good,
like, bam, you know, lesson of, the difference between how we speak to other people and how we speak to ourselves. And just thinking about
so
it right
awesome.
Now, it makes me want to cry. Like, it's so, it's one of the most beautiful experiences. It's just really, really lovely.
Oh, it's so true. I have for a very long time been working on becoming more self-loving, and I love the fact that we're talking about this now because just before we came on, you and I talked about the astrological extravaganza that's coming up this Sunday on August 25th. There's another grand sextile, Merkaba, or Star of David. Basically, six planets are going to line up in the figure that is the Star of David in the sky on August 25th, this Sunday, and this happened, I think, July 29th. We did talk about that on the show, and it's a fantastic opportunity. It's a mirror of the last one, so it's a twin. I think there's two triangles. The one that is up is water, and the one that points down is earth, and they're both feminine, and both are about bringing in the divine feminine into your being and into the physical, into the earth, which is a wonderful energy. I think a lot of people agree that it's going to be, you know, the feminine energy that saves this world from, you know, a lot of the sort of tough masculine energy that it's had to deal with in sort of the last century with industrialization. And I think there's also a fantastic opportunity for everybody who's been wanting to manifest their dream, that this particular portal on Sunday is open to you riding the wave of what it is that you want to manifest, and just sitting down in meditation for like 5 minutes. I'm not even going to put a time on it for me. I'm just going to spend as much time as I can, even if it's a few seconds. But I'm going to send my dreams out there, my wishes out there, and I'm going to think about that grand sextile, and I'm really, really going to work on this portal because, you know, it's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I can definitely feel something is brewing. I have I spent the day rearranging my house, and I organized my books by color today. So I have a big rainbow on my wall. It's beautiful. And whenever I start doing things like that, that's how I know something is brewing. When I'm rearranging things and turning stuff around and moving shelves and making rainbows, like. Well, I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. So
are there any?
I hope
there any specific tips or?
Yeah, well, I got my information from a website called www.mysticmama.com. I don't know this person. I've just, you know, found this website by clicking a few links on through Facebook, some of my friends. And what this lady says is on August 25th, there'll be a second twin star, which we've just spoken about. And it's another opportunity to connect to your heart space, which is a very sacred space with a feeling of intentionality. And it's an energetic power to hold space for peace and embody peace through our actions, thoughts, and words. And because we're bringing spirit into matter, light into form through our intention, through the heart, I'll just get better and better, this is the gateway that we're going to do it through. This is the energetic gateway that we can do this through. So it's basically a window
beautiful.
Of synchronicity.
We should find out who she is and see if she wants to talk to us someday.
That would be great. I thought about, because we have this kind of interest in astrology, and it would be great to have someone who really knows what they're talking about, because I don't have a very good clue.
Yeah, I feel like, I feel like between you and Angela and me, we have sort of a glancing approach. You know, someone asked me today if I knew astrology, and I said, everything that has to do with me. But, you know, as a practice, no, I don't.
I really know nothing, and I'd have to refer to someone like this lady or anyone else. And I know that there's quite a lot of exciting things happening in astrology. Some people are developing, you know, the cosmic astrology, which would be exciting to find out about, sort of bringing in oneness into the astrology. And, you know, so you take it from the personal and you make it general and about our higher spiritual calling and our higher, our higher guidance. So I'd love to bring someone on from the cosmic astrologers as well. Oh, it's so exciting. Well, we've got some callers waiting on the line. Just before we start talking to people, I wanted to direct everybody to the website, www.psychicsgonewild.com. And Jethro Smith, who started the Psychics Gone Wild radio show on Blog Talk Radio, he's on the website, and he invited us to join him. And so we're very lucky to be part of this group. And I think, Marcy, you've been with us for a little while, but only recently did your bio and contact information get up on the website, right?
Yeah, yep. I got an email about that, so that should be up there.
It was a little mishap. So I'd been telling everybody to go to Psychics Gone Wild to find out information about you, but in fact, you weren't on there. So you are now. So your picture's up there and your contact information's up there, and so is mine. And Jethro's and everybody else is part of the group. So please feel free to peruse the website and call us up if you want a fuller in-depth reading. So tonight we're going to be taking calls for one question readings, and we're just going to ask people to give us their name and their question, and we'll try to keep it to one question per person because we really, really want to get through to everybody and give everybody the best of our time and attention so nobody misses out. So how do you feel about taking our first call?
Excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Okay, here we go. 609, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Yes, hi. My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Really well. How can we help you?
I just wanted, there's some kind of legal issue going on, and it has been going on for quite some time. And just today, I went and filed some additional paperwork with the courts today, and I am hoping that that there's going to, that once the court sees the paperwork, that they would look at things slightly different. Can you look into that for me?
Sure. So your question is about the outcome, right?
Yes.
So here is the thing. This really does look like one of those situations that's out of your hands at this point. There's a sense of you really being on your own in all of this and having to I just have this image of you kind of forging ahead in the dark alone on this. And whether that means that the outcome is not going to be what you're looking for, I can't say for certain. It doesn't really look like there's much chance that your actions are making a change, is sort of the way that I would put it. And part of that has to do with the second as it starts to look as though it's not going your way, there's a part of you that starts to panic and get very impatient. And then the harder you try, the more it's sort of creating a force field against what you're looking for. So I would say it really is about you letting go. And I know, I mean, I know that I'm someone that prefers the practical answer, but all I'm getting here is that this is a really good time to pray. This is a really good time to kind of settle and invest and to start looking at things, looking for a better perspective in case it doesn't, how do you make the best of the situation if it doesn't meet your exact desires right now? And I think that there's a lot here about having to, like, if you're feeling stubborn or if you're feeling as though it should go a certain way, check in and see if that's helping or hurting you. It also looks like it's not totally over yet. There's still some time, but it really comes down to, like, how much do you really want to invest in continuing this process when it's not, it doesn't seem like the amount of effort that you're putting in is getting the result that you want. Does that make sense?
Yes. The pressure is coming from me and another court. So it's actually coming from two different areas.
Yeah. So, and it looks like just that the more that anyone tries to control this situation, the less it's turning out. And we do see, as I'm looking at the cards here, we see a number of major arcana, which says that this is a very significant life path for you. This is a very It's really once that happens, it really stops being in your control, and the only control you have is how do you respond to the events as they unfold. Georgia?
Yeah, I just wanted to echo you. The major arcana that came up for me in this reading were the Hermit and Justice.
Yep.
And the Hermit
those are the two I got.
Wow, look at that synchronicity. That's pretty amazing, Tina. It feels, when I check in with Spirit, it really feels like what's happening is very karmic, and that a lot of it is up in the higher realms. It's either that there was a contract written before you came to this lifetime that this was going to happen, that you were going to go through this, or that it's that what happened has created this need for it to go way up high, for it to be dealt with on that very high level, you know, with your higher guidance. So they've kind of taken a lot of the and you can refer back to them, you know, if you're getting very, very worried about it, you can hand it up and kind of,
yes,
you know, let go of some of the worry, because they're actually taking care of a lot of it for you. This is your higher guide, and it feels quite angelic. It feels very high up. And,
yeah,
you know, I can see your struggle. It's not over yet. I want to echo what you said, Marcy, about it's not over yet. It's not very clear exactly where you're going to end up. And if you can, you know, at all, and I say this knowing it's almost impossible when something like this is happening to you, particularly around legal matters, to think about something else. But if you can at all, it would really help your being to try to let go. I mean, I say this and I know it's really, really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes,
it's not clear to me. It's not exactly clear what the outcome's going to be. It's not over yet, you know?
Yes, it's going to take a long time.
It looks like it's going to take, like, it's not, this is not like a quick, you know, all is done kind of thing. This is going to take a while to unfold and to manifest, like, to come into fruition. So that's why your attitude is going to be the most important thing. And again, identifying places that you might be clinging to a particular thing and asking yourself, do you really need it to be that way? And letting go of anywhere that you are, you know, latching on to the need for it to go a certain way.
And when you say a while, are you talking years?
I'm not getting years.
I'm not getting years, but I'm also
like
not
months.
Getting...
Yeah.
It almost even feels like it could, where it's one of those things where it may not resolve, but it will trickle off and not be such a prominent force in your life. So it may take, like, I don't think that you'll feel this way for years. I think it could take a very long time. But I think it will cease to have such importance and such, like, intense relevance. And it will just sort of be something that, like, has happened, is happening, that you're dealing with. But I don't think there will
there's
be a
also,
sudden, like, ending.
I'm sorry,
Tina,
what did you
also, got? Is there some money involved? Because I'm getting that there's some money involved. I'm not sure if you're going to be receiving money or whether the outcome is coming as a symbol of money to me. But, you know, I just want to echo what Marcy had said about, you know, it might feel in the end as if you're accepting something less than what you originally thought, but I do see you getting some of what you want. So I don't know if it's a very clear black and white sort of outcome for you, but once you're on the other side, my goodness, the cards get so much better. You know, you're in a much more creative and fun space, and if I can get you to look past the outcome to what life is going to be like after that, it feels like it's just going to be lighter, more fun, and you're going to start thinking about what to do, you know, what the next thing for you to do. Your focus is going to change once it is over. So I don't know if you have anybody in your family that you're looking after at the moment. Are you? Has anybody in your family been unwell? Have you had to look after anybody?
Well, I know my father is ill, but they're in another state, very pretty distant from me.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure if they're also distant emotionally, but I think that you will be thinking about, you know, either visiting them or having some time there with them after it's all over. So, you know, it's a journey, and, you know, the hard, sometimes when you're going through the hard stuff, the, you know, the hardest part is to kind of live that journey. My goodness. I hope we've, you know, shed a little bit of light and hopefully given you a little bit of hope for what's ahead.
Yeah, do you, I mean, do you see some kind of turning in the next few months better for me? Because really what I'm doing, I am just exposing, I'm exposing the man behind
you. Here's the thing, and I would say whatever your story is about what's going on, do your best to let that just settle and sit, because this is one of those kind of situations where every individual that's involved is going to have a different take, and no one is quite telling the truth. You know, I heard this thing recently, you know, there's three sides to every story, your side, their side, and the truth. And so I would say the first step is to not engage yourself too much with the story of what's going on. With that said, when what I see changing in the next few months is you getting a better emotional handle on the situation.
Yes,
that's
really
that
where
the transformation is happening.
Yeah.
And the cards
you're
I have are the
better.
Moon reverse. Yeah, the Moon reverse and the Seven of Wands, which just says to me, you'll start to understand what is the spiritual purpose of this relationship, what is the thing that you're learning, and that will help you not get so bogged down or sucked under by all the details of the situation.
Okay. Yes,
okay.
You guys are like fabulous, because you're putting my mind in a different at a different level.
Yeah.
Not even where I was when I first called you. Like, I am like someplace else right now.
Oh, that's
I'm like,
beautiful.
Awesome.
Just breathe,
yeah.
And remember to ground, and just know that it'll be, you know, when I say it's going to get better, what I mean is, it's going to get better. You know, it's not going
to. Yeah, you're
going to
feel better, Tina.
You're going to feel better. It's not going to stay in this place forever. And it's helping. This is a really important part of your growth, and it's helping you to expand and to dig deeper and to elevate. It's really expanding you all around to lower and higher levels than you've been able to reach before. And that's really what this is about. And it'll come all around to make you sort of a richer, healthier person. This is just the tough part that you're going through right now.
Okay.
So be as patient as you can, okay?
I'm sorry?
I said be as patient as you can with yourself, with the scenario, with the universe. Just really wait and see what happens. And your big challenge is the patience piece, and that's the lesson. So that's the area that's going to need the most of your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And spend some time,
okay.
Tina, this Sunday, August 25th, if you can search on the internet about it, the Grand Sextile, spend some time, maybe even just 10 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes, just sitting in a very quiet space and thinking about bringing peace to you know, your whole self about it. And I really believe pulling on that energy, sorry, Marcy, it'll happen for you.
No, sorry, I interrupted. But this other image that I kind of ignored but won't go away is of you taking a lot of baths and really just, like, soaking and using that as your relaxation, clearing time. And there's it's one of those things where sometimes it really does help to just do the physical thing that will clear your energy.
Yes.
So baths with
so true.
and lavender essential oil, both of those are coming to mind right now. And really just making the time. And that would be the ritual that you would do to commit to the karmic or, you know, higher level soul process. That's where you go, okay, like, this is where I don't have to control anything. I'm just going to sit in this bath for a little while, and that's the thing I can do right now.
And feel better.
Helpless situation, yeah.
If you don't have any instant salt, you can also just use, you know, like a pound of sea salt and a pound of baking soda. Actually, it doesn't have to be that much. A pound sounds so much. I know I'm Australian, so I don't even understand what a pound is. But, you know, maybe half a pound of each, you know, in a bath water. And you will feel, you'll feel transformed. It really is an amazing bath. It clears your aura. It's as good as, I can't imagine
anything.
The Dalai Lama putting his hands on people. It's as good as any energy healing you can get from the greatest of, you know, of seers and enlightened people. It feels fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. I will.
All
I
right.
will.
We wish you
yeah,
the best of luck,
Tina.
And thank you for being so receptive, because neither one
thank
of us has
you.
Given you information that's easy to swallow. So I know that I really appreciate that you've been so receptive to this reading.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Like, I'm sitting here, like, all worried, you know, and you guys are, like, amazing. You put me, like, on a different optical than I initially, because I'm sitting here like, oh my God, because I'm trying to expose the man behind the curtain, basically, with what I did today, you know, and I hope it's going to be perceived that way by the judge, and you know,
and we're telling you to let go, that, you know, that the heavens above are overlooking this whole thing, and you don't need to worry anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, okay, well, that's fine with me. I'll sit back and watch him fall apart
and relax.
You know,
isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Imagine you're watching a movie. I mean, really, that's kind of like the ultimate, you know, observer. If we could take that objective view of our lives and not take it as personally as we do, and I say this, and, you know, I mean, I take my life very personally, but
very,
in these moments, you know, if you can really release the personal and look at it as if you're looking at someone else, then this will really, really help you. Oh, Tina, you have brought so much light into all of us, actually, with this. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you so much, ladies. You guys are wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tina.
Have a
great
night.
You too. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, I feel really pumped. Thanks, Marcy. It's wonderful to have your perspective on things too. And I love that you get straight to the root of the matter. So if everyone who's listening, please call Marcy for her reading. She's fabulous. That was great. And I love the fact that we both picked up the same two cards. Like, that is serendipity.
Whenever you're reading,
you can't make
I always
this up.
Feel like we have the same cards. I can tell. I can feel it. And the things, sometimes the things that you say, I know. I'm like, oh, we have the same cards right now. So that's really neat. It's really cool.
Yes, it is. Okay, so I'm going to bring our next caller on. Here we go. 843, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Maggie, and I wanted to know, will I ever meet my special someone, or already know him, or is it ever going to happen, you know, whatever.
Maggie, for some reason, usually when people ask this question, I have to tell you, it's generally, not right now, but generally, it is my least favorite question, but there's something about you, and the way that you're asking it, and the love and the hope that
we're
you gonna have.
We're going to find him.
It feels so good. So let's see what the cards say. You know, you're really in the middle of this transformation, and you are deepening into something. And when you find him, and what do we think? It looks like it's going to be a little while, but it looks like it's going to happen. But it's going to be someone who is so worthy of you, and so much. So there's so much more of you that's about to come out than you've even known, you know, and that you even imagined. And so I'm really excited because I think it's going to be something, it looks like a relationship that will happen kind of slowly and very almost pragmatically, you know. It'll be really nice, and I think you may even feel hesitant as it's happening just because it's different and new. But I see you just blooming and transforming, and that's paving the way for you to attract a partner that really, really deserves you. And I think if we're honest, there hasn't been a lot of that in your life so far, and I'm really excited for you to see what comes. And George is really good with time frames and things like that, so I'm going to hand it over to Georgia.
Yeah.
But
it's interesting. I immediately picked up in your energy, couldn't stop giggling, Maggie, and I get the sense that, yes, you know, you have this wonderful, youthful, you know, really playful, you know, kind of young girl inside you that just wants to have fun. And you know, and it's interesting because, you know, following that, it's like, okay, so even with that energy, there's a waiting that has to happen. And I don't quite know why, you know, you have to wait. But whatever develops, I'm picking up now what Marcy said, and I'm riding on that because the cards that I get tell me that it's going to take a little time to develop. But I do see someone. I do see them. And I see them. I'm not sure if he's going to be like, I don't know, I get like 40s. He may even be in his 50s. I'm not sure how old you are, Maggie, but you've got a very young spirit. But this person has a young spirit also, even if they're a little older. And so if it's, I get this number 6. So I'd like to say 6 months. It's definitely not 6 years. It feels like it's, there's still a little bit more time.
My birthday is on the 6th.
Oh.
It is?
Yeah, my birthday is September 6th.
Okay, so, you know, of course, to celebrate, always birthdays. And, you know, the I'm going to keep bringing up the grand sextile because it's, you know, it's a portal for an opportunity to kind of put our dreams into the portal, up into, you know, the atmosphere and get it all working. So if you've got sort of the idea of your ideal mate, then definitely bring out the drawing board and get this person out on paper or on or into your
yes,
sort of thought and mind and yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, is that you,
yes,
Marcy?
I second that,
Maggie.
And you know, a great trick for that is filling out an online dating profile, and you don't have to do it.
I'm already doing all of that.
You don't, huh?
You've done that?
I'm already doing all of that right now.
Oh, beautiful!
Oh, this is great.
Because to be, you know, to manifest our partner, the online profile really gives us the best ways to get clear about what we're looking for, what is not okay with us. And but, yeah, I absolutely second that idea. And, again, I feel like once it starts to happen, it may be you that drags your feet a little bit, but I see just tremendous joy, and it feels so good.
Yeah,
and
the new beginning.
It feels so good, yeah.
There's
yeah,
something about this guy that's also very manly. Like, I see you looking
yeah,
at him interacting with other men and feeling like, wow, he's like a man's man. So there's something about him that's very, very masculine, and that's very attractive to you. And it feels like, you know, you're going to be able to be yourself, be the woman, be the intuitive, the feminine in your emotions. And he'll be kind of like, you know, it feels like you'll be very much in the feminine, he'll be very much in the masculine, which is a really beautiful thing to bring out in one another. To kind of, because, you know, a lot of relationships can get a little imbalanced in terms, sometimes, you know, the masculine can get a bit sort of more feminine, and, you know, there are some, I won't go into detail, but basically you might be with somebody.
Well, I
have
a lot
with
of that.
Somebody. You do? Well, you know, this
I have had
very,
a lot of that.
Very balanced. And you don't want to be the masculine in the relationship. You don't want to have to carry that energy, do you? You want your man to be the man. And once they're doing their bit, then they immediately kind of throw you into your feminine, which, you know, if you've been busy kind of, you know, taking the reins, when you're thrown into your feminine, it can be quite disorienting because in that receptive mode, you feel like you're doing nothing, but actually you're holding a massive space. You know, I sometimes see the masculine energy is a very vertical energy. And, you know, when you think of private parts, they're kind of very vertical. But the feminine is very horizontal and very holding. And so the two come together like the cross in a way. But the cross kind of meets at the center. And that's, you know, that's where the magic happens. You need the horizontal and the vertical, and also the expansion in love happens in both of those directions. So, you know, it feels like it's going to be a great, great, great connection in that way. And
yeah,
I don't know if there's necessarily going to be a lot of, you know, money or, you know, sort of extra cash around the place, but it really doesn't matter because your spirit will be soaring. So you'll be happy, you know. Money doesn't bring happiness. You know, I think we in our society today, we focus a lot on money, but it's really not about money.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm excited for you. And just take
the guy
your time
I'm
and continue on your journey. And it's definitely going to happen for you. So just have a good time and enjoy yourself.
Thank you. Yeah, best of luck, Maggie. Have a good night.
Are you too?
Wonderful. I'm so grateful that we have the Grand Sextile on Sunday. It's like it is instant heavenly gift from above for everybody to be able to use, you know, just to use, to have this energy available to us, to use to manifest our dreams. I'm just like blown away.
Yeah.
Why can't we have a Grand Sextile every day?
God, no thank you.
Oh, okay, so along with that, it's intense energy, right? So we've got to be thankful for the quiet planetary moments. Okay, so I'm going to bring on 631. You're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, Suzanne, and my question is, when do you see a special someone coming into my life? Yay.
Suzanne, just give us a second to check in. So I'm just, the first thing I feel is there's still a lot of sadness over an old partnership.
I was going to ask, are you in a relationship at the moment?
Well,
funny you pick that up, Marcy.
Well, I dated somebody for like a week, but I don't think they're for me. And I was seeing somebody for a while, but I'm not sure he's ready to commit or want a relationship, so it's time to move on, and I'm ready.
All right. Well, I get the special someone is coming. Sorry, Marcy. Go for it.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I just see the idea of you being ready. The cards gently disagree with you. And they say, you know, it may be a little too much right now, but it does look like there's something coming. And there's a little bit of getting over some sadness at past failures. And what the cards are really encouraging is for you not to rush into anything, but to really let this process take place. And the process won't take a long time. But it's like you want to let it really unfold first, get all this stuff out of the way so that you're not carrying it into a new relationship, and really admit or acknowledge the place or part of you that still feels sad or still feels like it's never, you know, that heartbroken part of you that just is sure it's never going to work out, even if it's only 2% of you, you know. It's helpful to acknowledge that part, really, and really comfort and help that part of you. But I think it's just a matter of timing, but I absolutely see something coming your way.
Do you know when?
I get, you know, I'm kind of getting that it feels to me like 2014, and I don't know when in 2014. I want to echo what Marcy said about doing the work. I definitely see, you know, success here. So I definitely do see you getting into a partnership where you're feeling completely on the same level. But I have to echo what Marcy said about you coming into your own and kind of coming back to your own center. So there's either a little bit of work that you need to do, and this just feels like energetic work where you're cutting off from the past and you're really recentering in a very, you know, when we've been in relationship, we're often focusing on the other quite a lot. And so when you want to bring that focus back to yourself, you kind of want to fill up your own cup so that it can be full to overflowing for yourself. Because what you want to meet is someone else who is also full and overflowing in their cup. You don't want to meet someone who's got their half, you know, their cup is half full and they're expecting you to fill it up. Or you don't want to be, you know, sort of kind of bumbling along with a half full cup thinking, well, someone else is going to fill it up for me. You want to be filled up and happy with yourself and content in this way energetically. And it's kind of like, there's something about cutting off from the past. I don't know if you've ever done any cord cutting. Now, I'm saying this, I don't even know if you've ever heard of it, but there's a type of exercise where you can completely cut your connection to all of your old partners. And I think that would be helpful for you, where you can put, like, even people you met, like recently you said you dated someone for a week, you could completely cut from that energy and come back to yourself. So this is one of those situations where it might be good for you to do some energetic cleaning up. Does that make sense? Does that resonate with you?
Okay.
And, you know, the cord cutting techniques, you can actually look it up online. And very, very, very quickly, the way that I do it is I, you know, in my mind's eye, I imagine myself. And, you know, what I would suggest to you, given that we're, you know, I'm sort of saying, you know, cut it off from everybody in the past. I would imagine all the guys you've been out with, just imagine them in one big group. And then there's you on the opposite side. And then imagine that there's a cord that's going between all of them and you, and then what are, you know, what is the really important part is to kind of fill yourself up with lots of white energy, white love and pink love from, you know, from your angels and guides and from the love of the universe, and fill that group up, because you did love them and you did have a connection with them at one point, but no longer, and you don't want to take that into the future with you. And so you fill them up with white love and pink love and, you know, energy, love and energy from the universe. And then what you do is you imagine and see the cords cutting. And you can do that in a number of ways. You can take a pair of scissors. You can ask for Archangel Michael to come down with his sword and cut the cord. You know, there's a whole gamut of different ways that you can cut it. I mean, I've seen people use, you know, those, what are they, chainsaws? Depending on how long the cord, the cord is. If you want to cut, you can use whichever way. And so once you cut it, then you say goodbye with love, and you then imagine yourself feeling at peace. And that's kind of the way that it's done. And that energetic cutting is really, really helpful. It helps psychologically, it helps energetically. And, you know, working, I know that there are other things that you can think of to do for yourself, but I really think that that's going to help you come back into your center in a really positive way.
Okay, so do you know anything about the man I'm going to meet? Or
this guy, let's see. So, hang on, this guy came up. I wonder if he's going to have a dog. Now, this is funny, because I did see the lover's card that came up for you, which, you know, when I said, oh, yes, I do see success. So the lover's card came up, and, you know, at the feet of the man that's holding you in his arms is a dog. And it's, you know, it's a beautiful dog, actually. So, you know, I see lots of roses around. You know, if I look at him energetically, I see, you know, he comes right up into my face, and he feels a bit like a puppy too. So there's a bit of a puppy love, you know, energy that I'm feeling as he's looking at you. Yeah, and I do see celebration. I see cause for celebration. You know, it's about not looking forward without thinking about the past when you look forward. So when you're looking forward into the future, don't think about what it is that you don't want to see in the man. Just think about what it is that you do want to see. And look forward to the fact that he's going to be, you know, completely in love with you and you with him.
Oh,
and
okay,
definitely don't think about any of the wounds in the past.
You kind of were saying, like, what his age was, or that he was a manly man, but you don't see any of that? You just see, like, a dog?
Did I say that?
So
it's
here's
funny.
The thing. Everybody gets a different reading based on where they're at. So the more important part of your reading is not about this man or what he will look like or who he will be. You know, it's not about that. This is about really getting the past to rest before anything else can happen. This happens when I do a lot of public readings, and people will say, well, her reading was longer, or, like, you gave her this information, but you're not giving me that information. And that's because every single being is vastly different from every single other being. And so the information that we've given you is primarily about how important it is that you be present with yourself, and that you're able to really move on from the old hurt. And, well, first acknowledge the old hurt and then move on from it. So, you know, I think George has given you a lot of really good information that really isn't the crux of the answer to your initial question.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Good luck, and thank you very, very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling in. It's Matt. It's Suzanne. Thanks, Suzanne. Have a good night.
You too.
So I write down some, I write down people's numbers, and Suzanne, I'm just finding your number. Here it is. Okay.
And as I'm working the board, I'm trying to make sure that I don't hang up on anybody, because I think I did hang up on someone the first couple of nights I did it. Marcy, I was so sorry I did. Okay, here we go. 469, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, this is LaChandra.
Oh, sorry, what was your name again?
Chandra.
Sandra, hi,
and
Sandra.
Your question?
How can we help you?
LaChandra.
Oh, LaChandra, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Okay, moves can always be overwhelming. So I'm planning to move to Florida, and this is really stressing me out. My job, like, don't want to transfer me, and then it's not guaranteed that after the waiting period, they tell me they will even have an opening to where I'm moving to. And so basically I'm trying to see, do you see me and my husband leaving together, or do you see him leaving before me? And will I be able to find work if I do decide to leave the job behind?
So just say your first question first, LaChandra, sorry.
Do you see me and my husband leaving for Florida together? He has an interview on September the 4th, which is on our anniversary, in Florida. And
I
guess I'm just trying to see, will we be leaving together, or will he leave, or will we leave at different times?
It looks like it may make more financial sense or job sense for you to leave separately. But that doesn't have to be a bad thing. Like, that really doesn't have to be a problem. And if you make it into an adventure, if you make it into a new beginning, and kind of make it, almost ritualize it, make it something that's good, not bad, and this is going to be all entirely up to you and how you look at it, because this is a fresh start for both of you. And there's a way that it actually just works out better for everyone if you do it separately. And the way that you're looking at it right now, that doesn't seem to be what you'd prefer. But the truth is that that's just sort of better, and it's not a problem if that is what happens.
I thought about it, too. I was just, before you took my call, I was sitting here pondering. I was like, okay, probably only be for 2 or 3 months. And I was like, at least
in
a
job.
Yeah.
Something really fun that shows up about what would be good about this is, like, he would go first, and he would have to do a lot of the things that you normally take care of without skipping a beat.
Oh, he needs to experience it. God, he needs to experience it, because he has no idea the kind of pressure he put on me.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's more stressful for you, because you're like, oh, God, what's he going to do? But on the other hand, in the long run, it's better for everyone that he have this experience, because it'll strengthen your partnership. It'll change things more dramatically than you, in a good way, more dramatically than you might even think about. And then it will also kind of reveal some tensions that would otherwise be swept under the rug until they became very volatile. So you're getting a chance to kind of figure some things out that have needed to be figured out for a long time.
Yeah, I'm getting that too.
Yeah,
it's going to be good.
Before you took my call, I was like, okay, well, only for 2 or 3 months. That'll give me some time to woosah and to,
It might even be less than that. It doesn't seem like it's too terribly long at all. And I think, in fact, you'll be like, oh, already? And it'll feel like a lot less time than it feels like right now to you.
Because my job is, like, being very difficult, and they don't want to transfer me. And she told me the soonest she would transfer me is January. And he has an interview in Florida on September the 4th. And my thing is, I'm pretty sure that he's going to get the job and probably leave, like, in October.
And you might decide to go get a different job altogether.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. You may just get fed up. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that would be something that would happen very suddenly, and be a better career step, something that you're happier doing. and it's overall sort of a very sudden move that gives you more access to the things that you are good at and that you like to do. So and then the worst case scenario is that your job transfers you, and it takes a little while, but I think that you might actually just find a new job altogether. So it's worthwhile to look into it, and I'm pretty certain of this. This is one of those sort of like very, very strong sense here that you may end up with a brand new job.
Okay, because I was thinking about starting to apply. I was like, okay, this is too much.
Yeah, do it, and you'll be so happy. Just start looking. It looks like something that would come about very, 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 very quickly. Not too quickly that you couldn't handle it, but, quickly. And I think that overall it would be better. It's the best thing. It would be great for everybody.
Okay. So will it be before the year is out?
That's what I'm getting. It looks like...
maybe just before.
Yeah, I'm like November.
November. Okay. So when do you see when he will be leaving, or?
You may experience some sort of hiccup there, but whatever, that timing isn't really all that important even. It's going to be when the timing is right. I'm not seeing it as defined by linear time so much as it is sort of like it'll be time and he'll go. But this is a big shift for both of you. It's a big deal for both of you. And so that when those things are happening, a lot of it is dependent upon where we've allowed ourselves, where our consciousness is allowed to go to, where our awareness goes to. So I don't have a specific time frame for him. But definitely, I see that both of you will be out there by the end of the year, I think. But at the very latest, you're, like, settled and your life has started by the beginning of the new year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
And
well,
you'll be in a much better space. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have children, LaShondra?
The reason why we're going is for him to be closer to his seven-year-old son. But I've been going to the doctor to conceive.
I'm seeing that. Because once you're out there and once you're out of this energy, which feels like a struggle in terms of, getting the work, once you're out there, I see the car that I pulled was a pregnant lady. And just before that, I saw you, success, just feeling a lot happier, a lot lighter. And it's definitely in the cards for you.
The pregnancy?
I see a pregnant lady. It's a positive, definitely a positive affirmation.
Great.
Yeah, and definitely you, LaShondra, especially should be using the divine feminine energy of this grand sextile to kind of put that out there up into the universe and up into the portal. And, of course, the spirit of the baby will definitely be coming down and having a conversation with you. So if you can sit down in meditation on Sunday, please do.
Okay, on Sunday. I've been talking to the baby like, come on, I need you to come, and stuff, things like that. So
I see a much better fit coming your way. Just better.
That change is what helped. And, I definitely agreed with everything Marcy was picking up. In fact, the cards were echoing everything. Every card I pulled, Marcy, was like, you were telling the story of the cards that I was pulling.
That's awesome.
A lot of confirmation there, LaShondra.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. Best of luck.
It made me feel so much better today.
Thank you.
Wonderful. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Wonderful. So 310.
Yes. Hello. Hi.
Question. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Wonderful. How can we help you?
Yes. My name is Lynn, and I just wanted to find out, just to ask what you might see concerning my my love life right now.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Well. I'm not really in a relationship. There's someone that I was in a relationship with, and we're kind of talking,
okay.
You know.
That's
we,
enough. I just wanted to, I always know, like, is there nothing going on or is there something going on? It looks like you've got something. You know, it's funny, for almost all of these relationship questions that we've had tonight, the advice card I keep getting is the moon. And the moon, as an advice card, suggests that we get really, really, really in touch with our feelings, our emotions,
yes.
and mostly our desires. And
okay.
I see, with regard to relationships, so whether it's with this person that you're, you know, talking about or someone new, what I see is more of what you want, a lot more stability, and getting to a place where you can truly, truly connect. It looks like it's going to take a shape that's slightly different than you'd imagine. And I don't think it's with this former or current person. It looks like there may be someone new coming. But either way, your job is to not worry about this one bit because there's nothing wrong in your love life, and it's only getting better right now.
Oh, great.
It may take a little while for it to fully manifest.
Okay.
But
yes,
start
yeah.
by living it inside of you. And the image I have is of you sort of just dancing around inside yourself, you know. and I see that you, and again, this is similar to something else I've said earlier this evening, but this seems to be kind of the vibe, and I wonder if it has to do with that sextile coming up. But I just see you getting so much more of what you want and so much more of what you deserve. And the image I get is, you know, like a white knight coming and kneeling before you and really just, like, bowing at your feet and telling you, well, hello, and letting you know how important and how special you are. And and the message that comes is that, you know, you don't have to fight to get someone to admit that they like you.
Yeah,
That is bullshit, and you're done with that.
Yes.
And to have someone come seek you out and they feel honored that you spend time with them, that's the that we're seeing. And and I think it may take a little while, but most of it is just it takes a little while because it takes you a little while to wrap your head around this idea as a very real possibility.
Okay.
You know? And so you're planting the seeds, you're putting it all together, and what I really see is a pretty swift marriage coming your way.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I honestly think it could be within the next couple of years. Now, we're going to see what this next day, but that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's so awesome.
That's wonderful,
you know,
Lynn.
I just so totally, and I do believe that I feel that you're just confirming. And, I think that it really is like a time issue here, because I do have other obligations. I have family obligations that I really have committed myself to, and it's fine. Yeah.
You can't move until that's over. Mm-hmm. And the cards were showing me as you were speaking, Marcia. I was so glad that you were seeing it, because the cards were showing to me, like, right now there are things that need to be taken care of. So I'm so glad that you know that that's what, and you know you need to do that, and that's fine.
Yeah.
And at least you know that the horizon is sunny, and you get what you want. It doesn't have to be a fight, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you.
Your spirit is rich, and you're also very connected to your intuition and your emotions, and you don't need to be apologetic or explain that to anybody, you know, that the right person who can deal with that will come with you. You don't need to beg for any of the morsels, you know. That's not who you are anymore, and that's not who you want to be anymore. And if you're very clear in that, the universe responds very positively.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you, ladies. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Have a great, I'm excited for you. Have a great, great night.
You too. Thank you. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
561. Hi, good evening. What's your name and what's your question?
Is that me?
Yep. Yes, 561. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were going by area code. Well, I have a completely different question than the last few questions.
You don't talk about your love life?
No, that's okay. I mean, it's, this is a complicated issue, and I don't know how to even concise it so that it's simplified at all. But
well, I am the girl for you, so start with.
Okay.
Go ahead and launch into it, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll try to do the best I can. So about a year ago, somebody from that I used to have a strong personality conflict, 25 years ago, started doing this kind of cyber harassment, rumor mongering on Facebook and Meetup. He's like 3,000 miles away from me, but he's evidently he carries a grudge. I'll put it that way,
sure,
big time.
Yep.
And like nobody I've ever even heard of before, and so it just spreaded rumors like and actually carried it out like a military campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked incredibly good for him, and really bad for me. And now I'm at a point where I don't know who to trust. Because my people I used to know, they have turned against me. I walk into a place or a room and I get dirty looks where I used to get smiles and hellos.
I'm going to ask you for some more information in a minute. But the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you that the card that represents who you are right now and how things are going to go for you relative to this question, the card that comes up is the Chariot. Now, the Chariot is all about quick movement and expansion, and I just see that this will not affect you for very, like, you, it's, how I'm seeing it is sort of like
it's
this is
over.
A small city town that you have passed through, and it really, you do not have to worry about this, that the best thing that you can do is approach this with a sense of humor. It really looks like it's pretty much done. I don't think this is going to be a concern anymore.
Yeah, I get that it's over.
And I think as you look at what's really going on, you may even find that that the things that you thought people were doing were either in your head or they're done doing those things. You know, either way, I think you're going to start getting a much more positive reception from the people around you. It looks like this is just completely blowing over and like really, really, really not going to be a concern. And it looks like this is just a weird moment in time. It feels like it was a blip, you know, it's one of those weird glitches that we get into sometimes. And literally just, like, you're getting a free pass, and this is no longer going to be of concern to you at all.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
What's your name? Can I just grab your name?
James.
James, if I can echo, you know, is this issue is turned on its head, and you don't, you know, there's the... The way that you're thinking about this, if you can flip it, what would that look like? This is a question that you can ask yourself. If you could flip what it is that's been going on, if you could absolutely turn this thing on its head, what would it look like?
Well, I mean, it would look like it did before. I mean, it was okay. It was fine. People were, you know, pretty friendly and nice, and, you know, they weren't... what I would say, endearing close friends, but they were just, you know, you'd go to some, you know, event and you'd say a lot of hellos and how are yous. And it was a friendly atmosphere.
Yeah. And it's funny because you had said it worked out really good for him and really bad for you. And when Georgia says, you know, flipping the situation on its head, that makes me think, you know, we want it to be really good for you and maybe not so working out great for him. And that looks like that's what's happening. And I have every single card in the deck that means do not worry about this. It's over. It's no big deal. It's all fine. Everything's okay. It's not happening. You know, I have all of the cards that say that are all present in front of me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if I can add something to that, just before you ask your next question, there's a little bit of work that might help in getting you to completely free yourself from it, because, you know, what we're saying is almost like news to you. Like, it must feel like this is going to go on forever, but it isn't. And what feels like, you know, what is creating that feeling of it going on forever is something from your past. Whoever, you know, there's a power differential. Like, this particular, basically what this person has done is bully you, and this bully energy is when someone has power over another or has created a situation where they have power over another. And, you know, what all you need to look at, and really you could cut this at its root, is by going back into your lifetime. This lifetime, or maybe even another lifetime, because I really got the information from the first card I pulled, which was the Hermit, that this has happened in a previous lifetime with this person. I also felt it in my solar plexus. So, you know, last lifetime, you did this to him. And this lifetime, he's doing it to you. And if you really want to stop coming back lifetime after lifetime to have this experience with this guy, all you need to do is completely cut the root of this power struggle with him. Because, you know, the card that has indicated this to me is the Devil card. And the Devil card is one where we're bound to a particular idea of something. And so you have the power to completely let this go. And if flipping it on its head hasn't done it for you, you know, think about it, because it might. The next thing to do would be to do a type of healing where you actually access an energy practitioner or someone who can take you back into the time when it first happened and cut that at its root. And then it's completely cleared from your whole aura and your whole being, and so that it's no longer something that sits in your aura, where the next person who comes along, who decides that they need some power trip, comes in and locks into that particular, you know, part of you and your aura and decides to do it all again. Or you don't decide to keep doing it to yourself by thinking about it in this way over and over again. You don't need to keep giving yourself a hard time about what's happened. What's happened is done and gone, and it's dead. And this person has absolutely no power over you. That's the thing you're going to flip over. That's what you're turning upside down. This person has absolutely no power over you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
That,
yeah. So it looks like you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the High Priest. It's James, right?
Yes, yes.
So, James, the High Priest tells me that you are the powerful person and you hold the key, because the card holds. The card here has a man sitting in a throne. He's holding a key in his right hand, which to me is the masculine hand, and it's also the physical hand and the hand that brings the spirit into the physical. So you hold the key to be able to completely and utterly change this situation, which you already have by calling us tonight. And in your left hand, you hold a staff, which is like a magical staff, which is, you know, the magician, where if you could tap into that part of you, which is magical, which can, you know, think about things in a different way and bring, you know, into your experience and into your thinking a way of being really positive about the future and leaving this completely behind, you're going to flip it. You're flipping it on its head. You are completely disempowering this idea of you being towered over by anybody. This is how you become self-empowered, all right? The way out is not to power over on him. The way out is to become self-empowered. Give the power back to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty enlightened thinking there.
Right.
And you can do it. Yeah, I feel like there's always the reservoir of the enlightened person inside of you, you know, that you can tap into and then be just transcend all this BS, you know.
Yeah.
But it's so hard sometimes, you know. It's so hard to get sucked into it. And like,
yes.
Yesterday or the day before, I was almost in a virtual rage, you know.
Yeah.
And
I always think of it as a constant remembering. Like, you have to continually remember and remember and remember and remind and remember and forget and remember. And that's it. And that's sort of what the practice is in general, is to remind yourself and to remember. And
you know, that's
that
all you can
that
really
you
do.
Have the power. And every time those thoughts come up, James, all you need to do is take a sword, and this is a metaphoric sword, and cut them, and just cut them away.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can use this part of our imagination that is very magical, that is very powerful, you will actually completely take it out of your system. It won't even be present. And see, then you won't even think about the way that people are looking at you when you walk in a room. You won't care.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be looking at them. It won't even be in your consciousness. And so that's the way that you're being asked to attack this by spirit. Spirit's been very, very, very clear.
Yeah.
And
you
do you have a lady
I think
in your
it's
life
gonna be great.
Who can help you? I've got a lady here.
Well,
I don't know if it's a mom energy.
No, I don't.
It's like a mother energy.
Unless it's a friend, I didn't really put in that. At this point in life, you know, I mean, after everything has happened, I would say that I'm just completely distrustworthy of everybody. So anybody that I knew on a friendship basis, I don't trust.
Is your mother alive?
No, she died.
Is your mother? She's died, so she's in spirit. I might be picking up her energy, but I've definitely got a mother energy that's really, 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 really looking over you. So I felt like this person was in the physical, but if you can call on that and if you can pull that energy down, she's actually supporting you like 1,000%.
Really? Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Hmm.
So you know you're really not alone, and you're going to discover that you're not alone. Okay, so that's something that comes out in this as a byproduct, because it feels like you're alone right now, but you're going to discover that you're not. And you know, when you're looking into the future again, little by little, you're going to collect that trust again. It's going to come back. There are 3-4 major arcana. I know, Marcy, we've talked about this before, that the more major arcana that are in your reading, the more, you know, the reading says that this is a huge test for your soul. You know, you've come into this lifetime to go through a few tests, all of us have. And this is one of them for you, James. And we're kind of encouraging you to look at it in a whole new way so that you can no longer see yourself as a disempowered person, but as an empowered person, and you have to use these tools. You have to use them so that you can empower yourself and to feel better.
You know, just for your information, I do the tarot too, and I've been doing it like crazy in the last few weeks, and I'm getting a lot of major arcana too, and I've been pulling those up too.
So let me guess the card that you've been getting, James. I'm going to guess Strange Man, World, Chariot,
World.
Devil.
Yeah.
Those are the majors that I have showing the most, I think.
The same here, the Hermit, the Hangman, the Devil. I got the High Priest and you know, the High Priestess, which really talk about your intuition, obviously. But I got the High Priestess with the woman that I mentioned, and to me that felt very much the divine, the mother energy. You know, obviously it's the divine mother feminine energy because she's coming in through spirit, but it's definitely there for you to work on. So, you know, if you are, you're obviously very intuitive and you're using the tarot, now it's time to use, you know, pull out the magician, and on this Sunday sit with the magician card and think about what it is that you want to create, and really focus hard on that, and then all the time that you're going to be thinking and looking at this card and manifesting the magician in you, don't think at all about what's happened. Think only about the future, and every time your mind goes to the past, just tell it, you know, just stop it.
You do have
the power to do that.
And I think, too, you know, the mind is such a hard thing to discipline on this, because
yes,
my whole mind is so focused on all the events that have happened that were so hurtful that I haven't been able to pull myself and move into something, even think something different, positive and new, you know.
But it looks like, you know, I keep getting the Six of Wands for you, so, I mean.
Yes, you're going to get out.
But it really... And it's like, a lot of times, you know, we have to get out of this by changing our attitude, but it looks like your attitude will just naturally change, and I think that is your mom helping you out, you know, and saying the things that she would say to you to, like, unravel you a little bit or unwind you from going crazy, and I think that that's happening inside of you, and you're going to wake up, and it's going to feel like you've just taken a shower, you know, there's going to be a moment where you're like, whoa, whoo, and it's cleared, and that's what you're waiting for. You know, that's what we see you happening, so.
Wow.
All right, James. Thank you so much for calling in. Really wishing you the best, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, ride the wave.
Okay, I'll do that.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
So we have 10 minutes left on our show, Marcy. I have caller 201. You're on the air. What's
Hi,
your name
how
and what's
are
your
you?
Question?
Brittany?
Hi, Brittany. How can we help you?
Hi, Lee. Thanks for taking my call. I just was wondering, some domains that I bought. I'm just wondering if it's a good idea to sell them or try to go with it and run with the idea.
What a refreshing and interesting question. Okay, let's see.
I get that you should keep two, just very quickly.
Okay.
Keep two and sell the rest.
Sell the rest.
Do you know which two? Not you, Georgia.
No, I don't. Oh.
Well, I'm not very tech savvy. That's the thing. I mean, they're good ideas, but, like, I just don't know how to, like...
I think you keep the idea, you hold on to it, and you allow it. It will take a little while, but you allow it to slowly manifest. This is an idea that's kind of giving birth to itself through you. And there's actually not a lot that you have to do to get it off the ground. And that's an idea. Like, a lot of times we have this idea in our culture that it's all about doing and making it happen and blah, blah, blah. And it's really not. It's really just, as you tap into this idea, it begins to generate and kind of take form. So I don't think you should worry about it, and like, it will come together. And you will change through the process of giving birth to this. But it looks like, and those two, they're, like, one of them, it looks like one is something that is really much closer to getting off the ground than everything else.
Yes.
And then
yes, I get that.
The other one
closer and
the other one
on the back burner.
Yeah, and the other one is sort of where you're like, I don't even know what this would look like. That's fine. Just, you know, trust that it will all come together, and I think that as you do this, it means that there's like a very almost new life in store for you. There's a whole new way of operating within, you know, your reality. That you haven't even considered yet, that you will learn about as this comes together.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
it
well,
seems really
you.
Cool. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
have
thanks, Brittany. Thanks for calling in. So just a reminder, everybody, that you can get a hold of us, Marcy and I, on the Psychics Gone Wild website, www.psychicsgonewild.com. Best way to contact me is via email, georgia@transformyourselfinyou.com. How about you, Marcy? What do you prefer?
I like to be texted, if it's possible, at 860-823-8605. Or you can reach me by email at marcy@metamarcy.com. That's M-A-R-C-Y at M-E-T-A-M-A-R-C-Y.com.
Awesome. So we're going to take our last caller who's been waiting for 3/4 of an hour, Marcy. So I'm really sorry, caller, but here we go. 661, what's your name and what's your question? Hi, 661.
Yeah.
How can we help you?
Well, she
Hello,
looks
are you there?
Yeah, deathbed.
What's your name?
Yeah.
I think we do. Have we got a broken line? 6617. I don't want to say your whole number out on air. Are you there? Oh, I think we have a bad line. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to put you on hold. I'll try getting you at another time.
I mean.
Hello? I don't know what was happening with that call. 570, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question? Hello? Oh, Marcy, I'm not sure what's happening. We seem to have lost a couple of callers. Oh, I'm so sorry. So I've got someone on the air with us, and maybe they can hear us, maybe they can't, I'm not sure. This is the first time the board hasn't sort of worked, you know, in that way for people coming through. I'm going to take down both your numbers and see if I can call you at another time, and maybe, Marcy, I can give you one number and we can sort of make a quick contact those people. Yeah, because I'm so grateful that they hung on for such a long time. And so we've got a few minutes left to go for the end of the show. And what are your plans for this fall? What are you up to, Marcy? Can you let people know?
Well, let's see. I've got, right now my trips to New York City are optional. So they're sort of as requested, by demand only right now. And so
right.
If you want me to come to New York City and see you, you know, just let me know and I'll make it happen. I'm looking, usually in the fall I start teaching teleclasses, and so I'm putting those together, and I will certainly keep you posted on the details, but I usually do six-part series, and it's a call-in teleseminar. That's usually pretty fun. In the fall, I start to do call-in, you know, free calls where we talk about different topics, and also you'll start to see me on Wednesday mornings on my Facebook page, offering a free, you know, free readings. Usually, it's usually Wednesday or Monday during the fall. Once my son starts school, I get a more regular routine, and
right.
I'm less busy at Omega, so I can start doing doing other things. So, if people want to find my Facebook page, they can follow my private profile. Which is not really terribly private, by going to facebook.com/metamarcy21. And they can also find my professional page, which is Metamorphosis Healing and Intuitive Arts, on Facebook. So those are some things. And I usually have updates that I post there. And like I said, I do a lot of free reading giveaways and
That's great.
Anything to kind of keep it rolling. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's wonderful. And I'm definitely available for readings. The best way to contact me is via email, and we'd love to hear from any of you. So I'm really sorry that we couldn't get onto our last two callers, but we've taken down your numbers and we're going to give you a call back. Sometime this weekend, I'm sure we'll be able to do it. So thank you all so much for listening tonight, www.psychicsgonewild.com, and we'll see you next week. Have a good night.
Good night, Georgia.